Hey, knock knock. It's me. Yeah, pretty much everybody else has left. Everyone else, it seems, was much more responsible about their deadlines. Whatever. Who wouldn't want to be spending Saturday night in the office with me? Oh, don't say that. I know you love it. Tell you what. Let's make it fun. Oh, we can do that. I promise. I'll show you. Let's order dinner. Where do you even keep the menus in this desk? In here? Okay. Oh. What's this? Is this your resume? Wow. No, it's so weird to see all your projects listed out like this. What's it for? You're not leaving, are you? Wait, you are. No, please. Why? What do you mean? No, the romance industry isn't dead. We're actually in a revival. No, we are, I promise. Where are you going anyways? Thriller? No, you wouldn't last a second in those offices. No offense, of course. You're a great writer. Please, I don't mean it like that. It's just you're made for romance. Fell out of love with love? That doesn't make any sense. No, that doesn't make any sense. We just need to rekindle the romance with romance. Of course we can. Oh, come on. I've wrote a series about this. Or like three, I guess, but we can't do that on an empty stomach. So, menu. No, first rule of romance is no hungry bellies. So let's see. Why were you keeping your resume in your desk anyway? Such a weird spot. Like anybody could find them. Delivery. Oh my God, and it smells amazing. You're so right. We definitely ordered from the right place. I can't believe they have so much variety. I told you we'd make a night out of it. So, cheers. So, this nonsense of you looking for another job. Forget about it yet? Oh, come on. Is this spread not enough for you to change your mind? Fair enough, I guess. It's not the money, right? Right? Yeah, I get that. I really do. It's hard to write about love when your heart's like not in it. You remember that breakup I went through last year? I couldn't finish the series. They had to have Helen take over. And you know how she is. Of course. It's all in the tightest bow now. I really cared about those characters, you know? I couldn't perform for them. Then I started dating again, and I got right back on the horse with that rodeo one. Yes, exactly. So that's what we have to do for you. Reignite your love for romance. So, any prospects? In dating, of course. Okay, let me think too. Let me think. Well, who do you get along with? Here. Yes, who do you get along with here, of course. Office romance is the best for inspiration. Daily pining and all the such. So obviously not Helen. Honestly, I really don't see you talking to anyone but me. Okay, you know what? You want a job done right. You have to do it yourself, so I will do it. No, please, I want to. And I'm single again, didn't I tell you? So it's the perfect time. We've never actually been single together, have we? Well, let's give it a shot. And if I, personally, cannot get you to fall in love with romance again, you are welcome to continue looking for other jobs. But if I get you to fall in love again with love, you have to stay here with me forever. How will I know? I think I'll figure it out. Till then, second rule of romance, no sleepy late night decisions. No. Tired mind has bad ideas, so let's pack up these leftovers and head home for the night. Oh, and hey, would you mind if I sent you what I'm working on to review over the weekend? Yeah, we can talk about it on Monday, yeah. It's like it's a new direction corporate wants me to take. Hey, did you get my draft over the weekend? Oh no? Still reading? Did you get distracted by something? Well, you normally fly through my drafts, but it's new direction. You know, with all the spice in the industry right now, the higher ups thought it was time to up our footprint there. So, thoughts? Of course I want to hear all of them. Any favorite parts? Maybe the one you're on right now? Huh? You think I can't tell that you're all flustered over my writing? Come on. I know you well enough. On looking where you are right now, I can see what has you all sorts of flustered. It's the office scene, isn't it? Yeah, the one with the, you know, under the desk world. How about you keep reading and I just make the text come a little more alive? What do you say to that? That's it. Let me get under there and you spread. Your legs for me. Did you take off your underwear? Naughty girl. You weren't touching yourself under here, were you? Thinking you had the whole office to yourself? Seeing how fast. You could get off to my writing. That isn't what you were doing, is it? It's okay. That's the best praise. Oh, it's just us here. Don't worry. Oh, you can be as loud as you want. For now. Tinker was serious, really. I do. I'm very serious about getting you to have this romance industry again. And I'm very happy to lick this girl cock. To get it to happen. Do you need something more, huh? Oh, do you need a finger, huh? I say a finger in you. Girl. Nearly did need that, didn't you? How long have you been playing with yourself, huh? The high queen. I want more. Do you want more? Yeah. Good. Let me get on top of you. No, just lift up my skirt. If I just situate myself right here, I can press your girl cock against my pussy like this. I can even slip your tip in. Yeah, so I feel good. Good. I like to fuck. Oh my god. I like looking at you. I do this. Oh, that was nice between your legs. With my face buried against you, but there's nothing hotter than looking at a woman while she comes. Fuck. Yeah, I've been wanting this, you know, to fuck you. I don't know if you ever really saw it in my writing, but that sapphic co-workers to lover series I did. You and I were all over it, you know? Fuck. That elevator scene. Oh, fuck, I couldn't ride the elevator with you after that without leaving a wet spot in my panties. I saw you pushing your legs together too after that. You remember the board meeting? Oh, fuck. Oh, I kicked you under the table. I accidentally pressed my leg between yours. Wasn't an accident. I know. I couldn't help it, but I needed to feel you. Fuck, now we're fucking getting it. I'm gonna come. Yeah, you too. That's it. Come with me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, fuck. Job well done. What do you mean? You think I'm done with you? No, I'm not done with you. I need to know that you are fully and thoroughly in love with the genre again. That you won't even think about the word thriller. No. Mm-mm. All I know right now is that you're a big fan of Coworkers to Lovers. We've got many more genres to explore. Don't worry. Come to my house tonight for dinner. I'll make you something sweet.